Welcome to the On Balance podcast. If you're returning, I want to thank you for your support. And if you're new, I want to welcome you and ask you to consider coming back again. My name is Denise Jones, and I am your host. Today, we're going to talk about detachment. Many people think detachment is the same as ignoring or pretending that things don't exist, not having any interest at all, just letting things go. That is not detachment. Ignoring a situation is not detachment. We need to start, I guess, with the definition of the word. And the definition of the word detachment is the act of unfastening and separating. Let's go back even further and define detach. To detach is to unfasten and separate, to disengage, to disunite. Many times when a problem occurs, instead of releasing the problem and coming back to it with some thought later, we hold on to it. We just hold on to it. We will not let it go. We don't leave room. We don't separate. We don't step back so that we can maybe come back and find an answer. We also do that with other people. We get into their lives, we get into their business, and even though they're giving us signals that we should maybe back up, we're going to help them. We're going to fix them. And what ends up happening is we end up being miserable, absolutely miserable, because we did not practice the simple tool of detachment. In some definitions, they say that detachment is aloofness, as from worldly affairs or from the concerns of others. It's also freedom from prejudice and partiality. If I've decided that I want my life to go in a particular way, or I want a situation to end in a particular way, I am not free from prejudice, and I certainly am not impartial. I have a stake in having things the way I want them. When I was first out of university, and I had my first apartment, I had this poster that hung up on the wall. And it was Dalmatian, the dog with the spots. It was a dog, a Dalmatian on the beach with his paws forward. And the reading on the poster said, "I want what I want when I want it." And that was what I believed. I was not impartial. I was not without prejudice. I was not interested in separating, disengaging, or disuniting. I wanted things my way. And so there was a lot of suffering that I had to go through before I realized that life didn't care what I wanted. Sometimes what I wanted worked because that's the way life had it set out. But it wasn't because I willed it to be so. And when we're younger, we think we can will things. The other thing about detachment is that it helps when we're dealing with other people, as in minding our own business and leaving other people to handle their business. If somebody doesn't ask you for advice, don't give it. They don't want your advice. They just want you to listen. Detach, disengage, unfasten and separate yourself. They can handle their problem. They just need you to be a listening board. When I was a child, there was an old saying. I don't think I have it quite right, but it basically boils down to, if you took care of your business, you wouldn't have time for anyone else's, because to take care of your business takes 24 hours in a day. We can want an outcome, but we should not be a slave to the outcome. And many times that's what happens, and we end up in misery because we want something to happen. We want it to happen. If we just do this, maybe it'll happen. If we just do that, maybe it'll happen. And the one thing we don't do is leave it alone, because maybe if we leave things alone, whatever's supposed to happen will happen. Life should be lived casually and in ease, not with tension and not with trying to will or forcing outcomes. When you do that, there is no ease. There's only disappointment, sometimes anger. Nothing gets accomplished because we're busy focused on making that one thing we want to happen happen. And if it does happen, then we go on to make the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And we're never going to make everything we want to happen happen. I think that for the next years going forward, for people to be successfully at ease, for people to be successfully in balance, they're going to have to be flexible. And flexibility requires us to give up. Give up. Give up trying to run other people's lives. Give up sometimes trying to direct ours, because we don't always know what's best for us. So allow yourself the grace, the gift of allowing life to be life. See how that works. That's all for today. Ooh, the next episode that comes out, there will be a link for the happiness quiz that I mentioned in the previous episode. Please take the time to go over and take that test to see just how happy you are. You may be happier than you thought. You may be less happy, but at least you'll know where you stand. I'm in the process of introducing a program called the Faraha Project. This is not a plug. This is just information. Take the test. You don't have to. It's not going to require you to sign up for the class. But if you want to get on my mailing list so that I can send you information about other things, I would appreciate that. So, until next time, I want you to take care of your head, take care of your heart, take care of your body, and stay on balance.